Sometimes all we need is a quick win, and decluttering or purging a messy area in your home in 15 minutes or less than that can be the quick win that you need.
Are you dreaming of an orderly and organized home with little to no clutter? A home that functions for the needs of your family, a schedule that feels manageable, and routines that reduce stress and overwhelm while making daily tasks easier? You are in the right place. Welcome to the Intentional Edit Podcast, where you will discover the tools you need to bring order to your home, simplify daily struggles, reduce clutter, and finally get organized. I'm Lauren. I'm here to assist you on the journey to simplicity so you can go from feeling like you're barely surviving to finally thriving. My passion is helping busy families eliminate clutter, get organized, and create intentional routines that streamline everything so they can be free from the never-ending cycle of overwhelm and have more time to spend together doing what they truly enjoy. Get ready for solutions to conquer the clutter, claim control with intentional systems and routines that simplify daily tasks and chores, get dinner on the table with meal planning strategies, stop feeling like you will never be caught up, and remove the overwhelming, unorganized parts of life to bring simplicity to your life and home. It's time to reduce the mess and stress less, say goodbye to the clutter, and hello to an orderly and organized home. Clutter is a constant reminder of all the things that we have hanging over our heads, these things where we feel like we need to be doing them, we feel like we need to finally get this done, or that we never have enough time to finish something or even start it. It's like, okay, I can never get this done. Or even worse, we start having this negative self-talk where we're telling ourselves these statements that are simply not true. They're really bad things. They're discouraging about how we feel. We will never be organized, or it's impossible for us to get organized, or we will always have a messy house, or we're always going to have clutter because it's simply not in the cards for me. When we get into that negative self-talk, it's kind of a rabbit hole of negativity that we really don't want to be in. Now, first of all, none of those things that we're telling ourselves or that we're thinking or maybe that we're even saying, those things are simply not true. With the right tools, when you are following a proven plan, when you are going about the steps that we know work, your entire house can be decluttered. You can remove the clutter. It is possible. It can be organized. And your family and your home can be thriving on routines that make everything easier. And another word for that is simplify. Your home can be functioning on these routines, and these systems are in place that simplify the way that we get everything done in our homes, the way that our schedules function, the way that we cook dinner and feed our families and get these meals on the table, and we get out the door and we arrive places on time, and we're doing more of the things that we want to be doing in a home that is organized and that does not feel like it is full of clutter because you've eliminated the clutter. When you follow a proven plan, when you follow a system or a program that teaches you exactly what to do and you go through step by step, that is when you have the long-term success. I have seen this work over and over and over and over and over again. So the next time that negative self-talk is creeping in and it's coming up for you, I want you to shut it down. Instead of giving in to the idea or those thoughts or those conversations that you're having internally, the things like, my home will never be organized, or I'm always a mess, I'm always gonna be a cluttered person, my home will always have clutter, it's too much to handle, I just can't get it. I want you to stop mid-sentence, mid-thought, put an end to it, and do one of the five things that we're going to talk about in this episode. I want you to pick one of these five areas to declutter and take a 15 minutes, get to work, accomplish this thing, and then you can feel that success in a very short amount of time. 15 minutes, we can find that in our day somewhere. And when you find that 15 minutes and you accomplish one of these tasks, you will feel the success that will help carry you through with a little bit of momentum into the next thing. But I want you to relish in that successful feeling and say, look what I did. And that's the kind of conversation that should be going on in your head. We want to eliminate the self-talk, put it into that just like we want to eliminate the clutter. You are going to have success with one of these spaces or one of these areas that I'm going to share today because you're going to use the timer trick that I've shared and talked about on other episodes. So you're going to grab your phone or you can use the kitchen timer on your oven or microwave or something like that. Put your favorite podcast on if you like to have something to listen to or even just some music, and then set the timer for 15 minutes, press start, and the only thing you're going to do during this time is declutter the space that you decided to work on. You're going to take this 15 minutes to work on this one area that you picked to purge all the stuff that doesn't belong there. When the 15 minutes is over, you can go back to your day. You can do whatever you were doing, but you're going to use the timer trick to stay focused and to accomplish this one task from start to finish. So you can get this one decluttering task checked off of this mental list that you have of all of these spots in your home that are driving you crazy that you feel like you need to work on, organize, and declutter. Okay, let's get into the list. So here it is in no particular order. These are just random decluttering projects that I know can take 15 minutes or less than that. Some of them might take significantly less. The first one is a nightstand. It doesn't have to be your nightstand. It can be any nightstand or any table that is next to a bed in your home. If you find that your kiddos or if you have teenagers, then they're probably piling a bunch of stuff up there that doesn't really belong. So you can use one of those. It can be your husband's. It can be yours. It doesn't matter. Do you need to clean out a guest room? Focus on that one. You pick the nightstand you want to work on and set your timer. And then remove everything that is on that surface that should not be there. Dust it off, wipe it down when you're done, put the things back that belong, and put everything away that was on this nightstand that was supposed to be there. If there are glasses that really need to go in the dishwasher, they need to be washed and put away, put them in the dishwasher, load that thing up, but get them off of the nightstand. If you have books or a stack of things that really you do not want to keep there, or a book that has been sitting there for 6 months and you have no intention of reading it, go put that in the donate pile and get it out of your house. Why let it add to the clutter? So that's the first one, the nightstand. Then another one that is a big thing in most homes, there is some kind of pile or stack or extra stuff by the door. And I'm usually talking about the door that we come and go in, but if this is a backdoor situation for you where your kids go out into the yard and there's a big mess of stuff there, you can do that as well. So find that pile or all the extra stuff that it has accumulated by the back door, wherever the door is that you want to choose is fine with me. You're doing something that needs to happen in your home. What's going to benefit you the most? Set the timer for 15 minutes. The coats, the shoes, the extra bags, the toys, the things that are sitting by this door that need to go out in the car or they need to be returned to someone else's house, but they've been sitting there for months. You don't even know how long they've been sitting there. Go put them in the car. Make a plan to get this returned to the person that you left it at your house. How can you get it back to that person in the next week or so? Tackling the pile and returning the coats to the closet or to the coat closet and the shoes, putting those back where they belong. Actually putting the stuff back in the car instead of just letting it sit there. Get these things done and use that 15 minutes to tackle this pile. The pile by the door needs attention. So go for that stuff, put the stuff away, and make this a clutter-free area in 15 minutes or less. Then another space that can be one that can be simple to tackle, but can also get out of hand quickly if you don't have a routine in place to prevent this from happening, is your kitchen sink. So this would be number three. If you're not in the habit, or I guess I could say if you have not established that routine of committing to putting dirty dishes in the dishwasher as soon as they are done being used, that means if you have dirty dishes, then you put them in the dishwasher. So if you're not already in the routine of doing this right away, then you have a stack or at least a few dishes on the counter around your sink or in the sink and possibly in other places in the kitchen. Grab these dishes and load up the dishwasher. If you want an instant feeling of your house being cleaner than it is, when we clear the kitchen counters and we empty the sink so that the sink and the counter surrounding the sink are clear of the dirty dishes, they're clear of the clutter, it makes us feel like our house is cleaner just by doing that one task. So again, use the timer here, clear the clutter by returning anything that is around the sink that is dirty, put it in the dishwasher, load that up, or wash the dishes. Or if you have clean things that are waiting to be put away, get those off the counter, get those out of the sink, put those away, and spend the 15 minutes decluttering this area. If you end up finishing before the timer goes off, this would apply for any area in the home, run around the house and look for any dishes, especially if you have people that take water bottles or cups to the bedroom at night. Those often get left on the nightstand. Grab those. If you find anything else anywhere else, like an end table, a side table, just somewhere out and about, something that was left outside for your kids' snacks or something like that, grab those containers, grab those water bottles, get those glasses, and quickly wash those, put those in the dishwasher too. Going to possibly make a couple other areas look a little less cluttered when you eliminate those extra dishes that are kind of in different places around the house too. Okay, that was the third one. The fourth one is your makeup bag. And this one might be really quick and a lot faster than 15 minutes. Get your makeup bag, dump it out. What is in there? Toss the old makeup, anything that's old or broken or you're not using anymore. Go ahead, throw that away, clean out the bag. It probably needs to be wiped down and cleaned, and then put back the stuff that you actually use, whatever remains. If you're out of something, take the time to place an order or note so that you can pick it up the next time that you're in that store, and get your makeup bag organized. Get rid of the stuff. Remove the excess of all of those things that you don't use anymore, that you've been hanging on to, that you're not going to use in the future. Throw those away and have an organized makeup bag full of the things that you actually do use. And then the last one is the junk drawer. Depending on the size of the junk drawer and the amount of stuff that you have been collecting and the amount of time the stuff has been collecting in this drawer, this one could potentially take a little bit longer than 15 minutes to actually declutter and to organize. But what you're going to be doing here is focusing on the decluttering. And that's what this 15 minutes is for. So get the timer again. Probably you're going to want a trash bag with you for this one. And once you press start, you get to begin taking the stuff out of the drawer that does not belong there. So toss all of that trash, throw the things away that are garbage that shouldn't be in there. And when it comes to junk drawers, I have to laugh because most people that have a large junk drawer are surprised at the amount of stuff that has found its way into this junk drawer that they don't know why they even kept. Receipts, little discount codes or coupon type things, broken rubber bands, like the most random things, batteries that were taken out of a remote control or something small that should have been thrown away but ended up back in this drawer. And it's really garbage. It's a lot of stuff that is really trash. And you're thinking, oh my gosh, why is this even here? Why did I save this? So that's one thing where you can get into the habit in the future of throwing it away from from the very beginning when you don't need it anymore and not just put it in the junk drawer. It's one of those things out of sight, out of mind, but that clutter is still there. You might even come across a few items that you don't know where they came from. You didn't even know they were in your house. You don't know what they go to. Anything that you come across that you don't want to have in the junk drawer, the junk drawer should have a function. It's kind of this miscellaneous place where you keep things that you need, not on a daily or even weekly basis, but that you need often enough that you don't want to have to go out to the garage in a toolbox and find a little screwdriver or something like that, or maybe a tape measure is something that you need every so often. And so these are the things that we have in the junk drawer. A lot of times they're scissors or just little tools and gadgets and things that might be helpful and we want to have them. This drawer should still be organized, but if it has gotten to the point where it's a really big mess, this 15 minutes is just for the decluttering. So get the stuff out of there when the timer goes off. Take anything that actually goes in a different place. If you find a lip gloss or something that should go really go in your makeup bag or your bathroom, go put it where it belongs. If you find a random sock, go put it back in the drawer where the matching sock is. The things that you find that you come across, and those are both real examples that have happened, that are in the junk drawer, get those out of there, return those to the proper location, and your junk drawer will be less cluttered and easier to find what you're looking for. I have always been a big fan of the timer trick, and that's why I'm suggesting it here. I know that it works for kids. It also works for adults, and it's the perfect way to help you stay focused and accomplish these quick tasks when these are things that you've been putting off for so long. Use that timer trick and it will really help you. I want you to use it this week on one of these projects. Get at least one of these five areas in your home decluttered and see what you can purge in 15 minutes or less. Thank you for spending your time here on the Intentional Edit Podcast. You have real dreams of getting organized, making big changes, and simplifying everything at home and in life. I want to encourage you to use what you learned today and take action by implementing the solutions that were shared. Starting is often the most difficult step to take, but I know you can reach your goals when you follow a proven plan. Your actions will be inspiring to everyone around you. If you found value in today's episode, be sure to follow the show on Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review. Your positive review helps others with the same struggles discover this podcast. I'm glad you're here and you are part of our community where we encourage each other on this journey to a clutter-free, organized, and simplified home.